today is Saint Cecilia, is the patron saint of music, or maybe more properly, patron saint of music that gives glory to God, liturgical music, not just any music. Not all music is glory to God, but that's the tradition, Saint Cecilia. They say it comes from an ancient account of her martyrdom, or maybe it's from her whole story, I can't remember, but it says somewhere in the tradition that she sang in her heart to God. I think it was when she was married. She sang in her heart to God. The reason why that was significant is because she had consecrated herself to God, consecrated virgin, but she was obliged to marry, so she was in a contradictory situation. How can you be a consecrated virgin and be married at the same time? So she sang in her heart to God, and God solved the problem by converting her husband. And then they both got martyred. So one account of her martyrdom is that she was, they botched the martyrdom, and she was left there dying, bleeding for a couple of days before she actually died. I think they tried to cut off her head and it didn't work. Anyway, she's patroness of music. There's even some artworks of her playing the organ. We've seen pictures of Saint Cecilia playing the organ, which is a little bit of a anomaly, because the organ wasn't invented until more than 1,000 years after her life. But the artists figure, well, since the organ is the music of the church, is the musical instrument of the church, and she's the patron of music, well, she must play the organ. At least on earth, an organ. In heaven, of course, it's harps and trumpets. Well, this idea of music was quite striking to me as I reflected this morning because of my experience yesterday. Yesterday was the great solemnity of Christ the King. And to my surprise, my whole day was filled with music. You know, it's been quite quiet in this chapel for months and months. And as far as music goes, no music. And that's another one of the tragic effects of the pandemic, is that music, or at least live music, has been restricted so severely. But yesterday, for the great solemnity, I had a mass in the morning in the parish, and the parish provided a little choir, which did a very nice job, and music for the liturgy. But then in the afternoon, there was a mass here for the Courage group, and one of the members of Courage plays the organ. So he played the organ here very loud, very triumphant music. He played that Gloria you might know in Valhati. Valhati, Valhati Sajos, Valhati Sajos. It's a very long version of the Gloria, but a very grand one, kind of very fitting for the solemnity of Christ the King. Because how would you honor a king? With grand music, triumphal music. It's so beautiful that this chapel was filled with music. And then last night, our men's choir, which is now a young men's choir, had their first rehearsal that they haven't been able to practice for a long time because of the restrictions. But now that things are loosening up, now we can start having a choir again, and they started practicing last night. So here again, the chapel was filled with music. And then, because I went to the wake of Monsignor Venus last night in the other parish, in Our Lady of Fatima parish, I went there. There was an evening mass in his honor. So there was also very good music. The parish provided not music for the grand solemnity of Christ the King, even though that was the liturgy we used, but they pulled out their funeral music. Somber, beautiful, very well done. So I had 4 encounters with music in one day, and I didn't realize it until this morning. I said, my goodness, I think Saint Cecilia provided in honor of Christ the King. Music, as we know, is a gift from God. It can be used for the glory of God because it lifts our hearts and minds up to God. Good music. Music is often associated with heaven. What do the angels do? They sing. There are choirs of angels. We started out the month with All Saints' Day, and we think of the saints as singing the praises of God. And the scriptures are full of music. Songs, canticles, indications of the new song that is sung in heaven. Now, when we have a martyr singing, we have this combination of earthly suffering and heavenly singing. I think that's important for us because we are in the earthly suffering part of our journey. We're not in heaven yet, but we're on our way there. And because we know Christ is our King, we are looking forward to a joyful celebration. And our hearts can be filled with joyful song even while we are here. That's why St. Cecilia is such a great example. She sang in her heart to God, not when she felt great, but when she was suffering, when she felt she was facing impossibility. She lifted up her heart and mind to God. That's what people of faith do. They're not defeated by suffering because they trust in God. Well, today's readings are great examples of this, both the first reading and the gospel. In the first reading, it's the story of the young men who are in exile, or perhaps they were refugees, and they're taken into the court of the pagan king, and they're obliged to eat unclean food. But Daniel says, I'm not going to eat unclean food, just give me some vegetables. And he works out a way to get a simple, very simple diet, and it works. It's not that he was so attached to vegetables, he was attached to God. His heart was set on God. He wanted to be faithful to God, he and his three companions. So they placed their priority on God and let everything else fall into place. Seek first the kingdom of God. Christ the King, kingdom of God, seek him first, let him be the Lord of your life, and everything else will fall into place. And if it doesn't, it doesn't seem to fall into place, maybe thrown into prison, or maybe you're martyred, or maybe you're being pressured to violate the covenant. Sing in your heart to God. Sing in your heart to God. Don't give up. Be a faithful citizen of the kingdom of God. Turns out, not only did they survive, but they thrived. They looked better fed than everybody else because they were fed on the will of God. That's the best food. In the gospel, we encounter the poor widow who gives everything she has. It's only two coins, but it's still everything she has to God, her whole livelihood. It doesn't say that she was singing when she did this, but no doubt her heart was singing to God. She was abandoning herself to God, making a total gift of herself to God in a way that is both inspiring and frightening to us. It's challenging to us. How can anybody be so completely abandoned to God? What is she going to eat? She's going to eat the will of God. She's going to live on the will of God, just like these three men, or four men in the first reading. They ate vegetables. She knew that God would take care of her. She had the faith, which we're all supposed to have, that we belong to God. We belong to the kingdom of God. So we don't have to worry about what we are to eat or what we are to wear, what we are to drink. The pagans worry about those things, Jesus says. The unbelievers worry about those things. Believers don't worry about those things. Believers sing in their hearts to God. Back to St. Cecilia. How could she sing to God when she's being forced to do something against her will? Because she has faith. Well, this is our instruction, to take the example of the saints, especially the martyrs, St. Cecilia, all the martyrs, the example of these men, Daniel and his companions, the example of the poor widow, and do the same. Trust in God. Don't be afraid and don't give up. Sing in your hearts to God.